You're like me, that song brings you back to childhood. I love to tell the story, a great hymn. Welcome. My name is Barbara Fote, and I am here to welcome you. Whether you have come out of crisis or curiosity, or you are just accustomed to coming, please know that you are welcome here this day. We especially welcome anyone who is new. We have a brochure. I hope our welcome team will get that to you shortly. Also, if you will open up your bulletin, inside you should find a yellow slip. We would like to have you let us know that you're here, so take a moment now to fill out your name. And then on the flip side, if you have a prayer request, we will read those later in the service, so please feel free to fill that out as well. We are a praying church, and we would be glad to pray with you about your concerns. If you do write the prayer request, then the ushers will come by and gather those. Otherwise, just keep the yellow slip and drop it in the offering plate. We have restrooms out this way. Childcare workers are getting a vacation, so children are welcome here in the service. There's rocking chairs in the back. There's a table with hopefully crayons or things that they can work on up here as well. And a reminder that we have a safe sanctuary policy, so children should be accompanied throughout the building by an adult. Let's see. Let me tell you about the blue slip. Did everybody find a blue slip? On Labor Day weekend, September 1st, we're going to have a hymn sing Sunday. So please do, if you have a favorite hymn, but you also have to put a little note as to why. And you can drop that in the offering plate or leave it in the church office, that blue slip. Let me tell you about a couple of the, there's many things here, but let me just highlight a few of them. Wednesday morning, I keep saying I'm going to do this, 7 a.m. is prayer time on Wednesday. Here, it rotates through the churches, and we're up this week, so maybe I will make it. But Wednesday's a big day, prayer at 7 a.m., and then the picnic. All the Methodist churches will be gathering together. You can see here, it's on the right side on the front of your bulletin, 5 p.m. at Bellevue Heights Church, and we get to take fruit salad, paper plates, and plasticware. So it would be really helpful if you let the church office know that you're coming so we make sure we have enough things. So I wanted to highlight that. So Wednesday's a dual double day. Jeannie wanted me to remind you, looking ahead to participating in the Pride Parade at the State Fair. That's August 23rd. And if you'd like to do that and you don't know Jeannie, let's see, she was just up here. She's over there. Right. Find Jeannie and she can tell you about that. And I also want to highlight, I love my job, but I'm sorry I work and I can't participate in the Joan Chittister Spirituality Book Discussion Group. Chittister is one of my favorite authors, and that should be great. So that's on the flip side on Mondays. That group is going to start August 26th, so be sure to take a look at that. And there's many other exciting mission and ministry projects going on here, so take your calendar and take your bulletin home and look through all of those. I believe that is everything we have, so let us now continue our worship.
So we're going to do our summer hymn sing now, and I think we have numbers of hymns that have already been sung this summer up here. But if any of you have another hymn that you would like that isn't listed up there and you haven't had a chance to make a suggestion, then I invite you to raise your hand so we can do that. Joyce. 451. Okay. I love this. Yes. 413. 314. Yes. 347.
What a wonderful tradition to have a hymn sing all Sunday. Very exciting. And we have our hymn sing Sunday, like a full day of our favorite hymns on September 1st. So I'm super excited for that day too. Well, good morning. I am Pastor Alicia. I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and I am so honored to say that I am the pastor here. So many good things and good people come in here and out of here and through here and over here and under here. Good stuff happens here. This summer, we are using doors to remind us of being locked out, being on the outside. And while we may not want to think about it, also locking others out. What does it feel like to be an outsider? There are homeless people all around us. Some are without a physical home, and others without a spiritual home. Our scripture passage today, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. This reminds us that even Jesus was homeless. Even Jesus was cast out and turned away. Whether we are welcoming those without a physical home or confronting our own need to find a spiritual home in Christ, this week we claim the reality of a new home as Jesus followers. To claim our home in the kingdom reminds us to let go of our former home and look toward our home with God. Home can have many connotations. At best, it's a place of physical, emotional, and spiritual comfort and safety. At its worst, it can be none of these things. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing or in speaking our call to worship inspired by 82nd Psalm. As people of faith gather for prayer and praise, the first act is always that of questioning. Speak, O confidence of the ages. Draw near, you from whose womb earth was birthed and bathed in mercy.
Our land shakes and shatters under the weight of its discord. The sky wails and the sea churns.
Remind us again, O maker of peace, O dryer of tear and calmer of storm, that lion and lamb share a common destiny. And now, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Amen. Well, look around you. You are surrounded by a beautiful diversity of the people of God. This is God's family. So before you settle back in your seats, let's take time to connect with our neighbors around us and share God's love, saying, "Peace be with you." When you hear the music, it's time for you to return to your seats. Will the children please come forward as they're comfortable? How are you today? Good. So tell me what I have in my bowl here. What is this?
Keys.
Wait a minute. Let me get the microphone on so we can hear what you're saying.
Keys.
Keys.
Yeah, they're keys. So why don't you take some out?
Keys.
All right. So these keys, don't lose them because they're to my house and church. So they're very, ooh, that one's a good one too. You want that one? Ooh, sorry. You're going to take those? Okay. Matthew, do you want to hold one? Okay. Come on down. So look at each other's keys. Can I have my bowl back, please? Thank you. Okay, so look. Can you see each other's keys? Do they all look the same? It's okay. It's no big deal if she eats it. So do they look the same? Are all your keys exactly the same? Are your keys like his keys?
No.
No? Are your keys like her keys? No. Are your keys like her keys or his keys? No. How about you, Matthew? Are your keys like his keys? Are they the same or different? They're different, yeah. So we have all different kinds of keys with us. I bet that you all, yeah.
How do you know which is which?
So you have the church keys, and believe it or not, that's not all of the keys that go to this church. That's probably about half of them. And so on the side, there's little marks. And that's how I know. See the marks? Yeah, that's how I know which key goes to what. And I just have to remember what the door is or what it's going to figure out what those symbols mean. So it takes some memory. So we have all different kinds of keys. I bet you all have lived in all different kinds of houses, right? You've lived in different kinds of houses throughout your life, not just one kind of house. Well, you know, Jesus wants us to follow him in all that he taught us. And he is our spiritual home. He's going to invite us over and over and over to walk with him on our journey and meet him in our spiritual home. And so we don't all have to have the same journey. We don't all have to have the same door. We don't all have to have the same key. Doesn't matter, because Jesus loves us all and is inviting all of us to come home to him. So it's okay that you have all different keys. So will you pray with me?
Yes.
All right, great. Loving God, we thank you so much for the invitation to follow you, for this wonderful invitation to love one another and to listen to all of your great tips and stories as to how we can do this faithfully to you. We thank you for children and for their wisdom and for their joy. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, could you please put the keys back into the bowl so I can get into my house and my car and my church and my office? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus' call to us is to follow fully now today. Do not turn back. Do not hold back. We are the kingdom that it is to come. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing Go to the World.
Go to the world, go into all they were, go preach the cross where Christ renews life's worth, baptizing us, the sign of our rebirth. And pray, the nights of tears give way to joyful way. As servant church, you follow Christ's own way. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Please be seated. Luke tells us that crowds are beginning to follow Jesus. He knows that being the latest fad is not the same as people really understanding his message. Jesus has given up everything and expects his followers to do the same. His statements test the depth of their commitment. What do his harsh responses mean to you? I'm reading from Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62 in the Common English Bible. As Jesus and his disciples traveled along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and the birds in the sky have nests, but the human one has no place to lay his head." Then Jesus said to someone else, "Follow me." He replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and spread the news of God's kingdom." Someone else said to Jesus, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say goodbye to those in my house." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for God's kingdom." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Those are some harsh answers, huh? I remember in our Disciple One Bible study last spring, we really talked a lot about this passage, a lot. And it was an interesting conversation, and I hope that today you go home, or even this week you go home and think more about it after we have a conversation, and maybe you'll wrestle with this some more. So I'm wondering, who here has a gym membership? Okay, who in their life ever, in your whole life, has ever had a gym membership? A lot of people have. Okay. Why did you have a gym membership? Just say it out loud. Okay, I heard lose weight, get in shape. What else?
Exercise.
I heard something back here but didn't catch it. Stay fit. Okay. So, did it work? You bought the membership. Is that all you had to do is just buy the membership and you were fit? Why are you laughing? Today we are talking about, we'll talk more about the membership. Just keep that in your mind, okay? Today we are talking about the homeless, both physical and spiritual. For Christians, our spiritual home is in Christ. Do you remember when you came home to Christ? One scholar says, "Unlike human endeavors, our commitment to God is a heartfelt matter, rather than the result of a logical decision-making process, maybe like you buying that gym membership. As we talk about homelessness, let us remember Jesus was homeless throughout his life. In his ministry, like in our text today, at birth, he was homeless. And even as a young boy, he was homeless. His father had a dream and they fled. So many of us want to follow Jesus, but we want to follow Jesus the way we want to follow, not the way we're asked. Maybe like when we buy the gym membership, but only just buy it. A scholar says the excuses in our scripture represent a request to go in a different direction. What Jesus offers is the opportunity to follow on a journey of faith. Many of Jesus' teachings came as he was on a journey. For example, in our scripture today, Jesus is headed toward Jerusalem. Just as Jesus taught as he traveled, he asks us over and over again to walk with him on our spiritual journey home. It seems it's our human nature for us to get sidetracked time and time again. That's why the invitation is offered to each of us more than once. So let's talk about this first interaction in our scripture. The first person says, I will follow you, but let me bury my father first. This was an expectation in Jewish life in Jesus' time. And Jesus asks us to follow him, even when it's going against the cultural norms. So for me, this piece is like Jesus asking us to do something that's different than what would be expected of us as living in Syracuse, New York in 2019, going against a cultural norm. We may feel like outsiders in our own culture sometimes as Christians. Jesus asks us to follow him. Our second interaction between Jesus and a potential follower, he says, let me say goodbye to my family. Jesus is asking us to look forward and not back into our past. Elaine Heath says, our text today reminds us the disciple is called to live in unison with Christ, in Christ's life and mission in the power of the Spirit. God loves us no matter our past, no matter what is in our rearview mirror. God is inviting us to walk with God and to look forward to our future. God is always hopeful and inviting and compassionate and merciful to each of us. The homeless are all around us, the physically homeless and the spiritual homeless. If we have found a spiritual home in Christ, how are we urgently continuing Jesus' mission to love our neighbors, both physically and spiritually homeless? I'm wondering, what is our next big thing as a congregation? Just like our desire to find our home takes more than just a gym membership or saying, we are a Christian, how are we going all in with Jesus? Are we ready to follow Jesus Christ, setting aside cultural norms, looking toward the future, and following fully, all in on faith alone? Amen. Feel free to be a singer, a signer, or a listener as we begin our prayer time singing the refrain of God Help the Outcasts from the movie The Hunchback of Notre Dame. You can follow Jeannie and the video for the signing as Dennis plays. If you would like your prayer request read as a part of worship, that yellow prayer slip, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they come down the aisle.
God help the outcast, hungry from birth. Tell them the mercy they don't find on earth. God help my people, they look to you still. God help the outcast, the children of God. God help the outcast, hungry from birth. God help the mercy they don't find on earth. God help my people, they look
Let us be together in prayer as we first have a time of silence. Then I will offer a spoken prayer, and then we together will speak the Lord's Prayer. Please speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. Let's take a deep breath, get comfortable in our seats, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill our consciousness as we open our heart to God. Merciful God, have mercy on me. Have mercy on each of us. As we drive and walk around the city, we see homeless among us. Guide us into knowing how to handle this. What do we do with this knowledge that in this city we love so much, in homes and apartments that we go home to and feel so safe and comfortable and cared for, that there are those among us who have no homes? Guide us into knowing what to do about this. Guide us in all we do and all we say. Let us know if this means that we need to take a personal interaction, make some kind of eye contact, or help in some way. Or if this means that we need to talk to someone who makes policy so that maybe the system might be changed. And God, in our prayers, remind us that it's we can be praying for the people we see on the streets each day. We can be praying for the homeless. Merciful God, we have so many people in our city and in our country and in our world who are spiritually homeless. They aren't quite sure what to believe or who to believe or what is right and what is wrong, and what you want of them. Let us, individually and as a congregation, be the light, be a beacon of light that the spiritually homeless might find their way home here, that they might find a spiritual home here in this place, among us, with your Holy Spirit. Guide us so that we might know and do what you would want us to do. Merciful God, we have not followed Jesus the way that we've been asked. Be with us so that we might re-remember what it really means to follow Jesus, what it really means to walk home on this journey of faith with him. Please be with all those here in this place and outside this space, that they might know your love in just a little way somehow. Let us join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who are in heaven, blessed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We come together from across Onondaga County representing different cultures, generations, languages, abilities, and identities. Within our diversity, we are united as a community of strangers, mutually committed to Martin Luther King Jr.'s vision of the beloved community. Our offering is one way that we affirm our membership pledge to uphold this church through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service. Please don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips into the offering plate as the ushers come by to collect the offering.
In every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle.
Candle and go light your world. Glory be to our Creator, and to the Christ, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. We are the receivers. We are the givers.
Following God's call, following Jesus, following our hearts.
Lord, we give these offerings for the work of your kingdom, and with humble thanks for mercies received. Amen. What kind of place do we as a church want to be? What is the vision we are growing into? Please remain standing and join me in singing, "Let's Build a House Where Love Can Dwell."
Let us build a house where love can dwell, and all can safely live. A place where saints and children tell how hearts learn to forgive. Built of hopes and dreams and visions, rock of faith and vault of grace, in the love of Christ shall end divisions. All are welcome, all are welcome, all are welcome in this place. Let us build a house where prophets speak, and words are strong and true, where all God's children dare to seek, to dream and reign anew. Here the cross shall stand as witness, as a symbol of God's grace. Here as one we claim the faith of Jesus. All are welcome, all are welcome, all are welcome in this place. Let us build a house where hands will reach beyond the wood and stone, to heal and strengthen, serve and teach, and live the word they've known. Hear the outcast and the stranger, bear the image of God's face. Let us build an end to fear and danger. All are welcome, all are welcome, all are welcome in this place. Treasure taught and claimed as words within the word, built of tears and cries and laughter, prayers of faith and songs of grace. Let this house proclaim from
Joy to laughter, all are welcome, all are welcome, all are welcome in this place.
Go into your week with your ears pitched to the sound of God's voice calling your name. Go into your week with your eyes peeled for the face of Jesus in unexpected places. Go into your week with your soul poised to receive the Spirit of God, the Spirit of peace. Amen.